of its members were finding gray area in compromising with the things of the world. And Jesus gives them a very stern warning. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. I remember seeing a little spot on Facebook a little while back that said, "Ain't got no time for this." If we could use that little slogan this morning at all with sin, "Ain't got no time for this sin stuff." Jesus is giving the church a very stern warning, even back 2,000 years ago, and even more so today as his approaching second coming draws very close at hand. We see a few things. Charles Spurgeon said it this way: it becomes everything that